Do gentlemen really prefer blondes? Bodies, brains, and behavior. The science behind sex, love, and attraction. By Jenna Pincott. Narrated by Laurel Merlington. Copyright 2008 by Jenna Pincott. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Bantam Dell, a division of Random House, Inc., and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. One fall evening, as the air turned bitterly cold and the threat of lonely holidays loomed, my friend Rita went speed dating. Rita is beautiful and vivacious, and she was up to the challenge of meeting more men in an hour than most women meet in a year. At first, she considered one of the special interest sessions, theater lovers, fitness and health lovers, or the one called doggy style, which turned out to be for canine owners. "I'm going to find my husband," she said when I raised a skeptical eyebrow. She settled on a session for 30-somethings and went by herself because her friends refused to go with her. The next day, Rita was in an expansive, exuberant mood. She lay on her back with her hand behind her head, giggling and gazing at the ceiling. She'd met 20 men, she said, in a sort of fevered rush. 3 minutes was all she'd had to form an impression of each date before the bell rang and she moved on to the next. One guy outshined the others. They had a fabulous connection. "Your future husband?" I asked, impressed. Rita says she's looking for a man who's loyal, responsible, educated, spiritual, and ambitious, and who wants to be a father. That's the rational Rita speaking. But in the heat of the moment, she forgets her intention.